What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Coming up here in about 60 minutes, we're going to get to Get a Grip, as we always do at 9 o'clock. But we're talking Cavs, and I want to hear from you guys. 216-474-0092. Where do you feel the Cavs rank in the East with the addition of LeBron? Obviously, that hasn't happened yet, but we're playing with the hypothetical here. I want to make sure, the way I set that up, people are like, hold on, what news did I miss? Yeah, no, you didn't miss anything. We're still waiting.
It's just summer radio. This is what we do.
Yeah, this is it. We're just playing hypotheticals, but I mean, maybe we should. Maybe you guys would tune in. We'd be like, wait, did we actually get LeBron? I'd have everybody on social media just going on their phones being like, what did they do? Sham Sharani, anybody? I mean, Brett Siegel, anybody got this? What am I missing? What source does Jake have?
Imagine if the news did break and then you just nonchalantly just went on with it. Just like said, oh, that's a thing. And then just started talking about a topic.
I was like, yeah, oh, where do the Cavs rank in the East of LeBron edition? By the way, LeBron signing to Cleveland. So let's play this game. So you have the Raptors with Kawhi. No, but I mean, obviously, if something were to break, I don't expect it to tonight. But if it does, we will have it. But we are playing with the hypothetical. With the addition of LeBron, where you feel the Cavs are. Because hey, this has been a topic on my mind. And Danny Cunningham, who was on with us last night, I brought up this a sort of thought process of the addition of LeBron and now where he sees the Cavs stacking up in the East. And Danny and I were actually lockstep in his thoughts.
I think there is a connection there, but I also think the Cavs need to get better regardless of LeBron, right? Like, this is a Cavs team that is good. I don't think that they are great. I think that they need to take a step forward to be a championship contending team, which I don't think that they are right now. And LeBron James helps that. But if this team right now as is, and they've already lost Dean Wade, they've already lost Keon Ellis. If they run everything back and just add LeBron James, are they better than they were last year? Yes. Are they championship contenders? I'm not positive about that. So even if they do add LeBron, like that cannot be, in my opinion, the only move that they make. Like if they add LeBron, they get better, but I don't know that if they add LeBron, they get all the way good enough. So I look at this and say, yeah, making a splashy move to entice LeBron James, like that might be part of the process. And I think that'd be a worthwhile thing for the Cavs to do, because even if you make a splashy move that does get you better, and don't add LeBron James, you're still better. And I think that's the important thing here, is that the Cavs do need to improve.
So I obviously agree with Danny when it comes to just improving this team outside of LeBron. But there is this thought process that, you know, there's questions on whether or not they're a championship contender. It's no guarantee. I mean, there is nothing that makes this team, you see it right now. Yes, they are better. Right? They are a better team than they were last year. A lot of the East has also gotten better. And I think this is a really easy game to play. Hey, Michael, I'll have you play along with me, right? Where they rank. Hey, I'm going to rattle off teams that I don't even think are in question really quick, because I don't need to go one by one and ask you where you think they rank. Because I think the Cavs will easily be above the Washington Wizards, even if they have Trae Young and Anthony Davis. There's no question there. Obviously, the Brooklyn Nets. Obviously, the Chicago Bulls. Obviously, the Milwaukee Bucks. Obviously, the Charlotte Hornets. I still don't think I would hesitate for a second to say that they are over the Orlando Magic. I don't think I would hesitate for a second to say they are over the Miami Heat, even with the addition of Giannis. I don't think that that puts them above. And I think you can probably cross off the Atlanta Hawks off that list too, right? I haven't missed any big Atlanta Hawks news. They didn't sign anybody crazy.
I don't think so.
No, it's a good team.
They were in the Jaylen Brown like discussions of potentially getting it, but they haven't done anything.
No, like again, it is a solid team. You get LeBron, you're definitely better than them, which leaves you all of the 76ers, the Raptors, the Cavs, the Knicks, the Celtics, and the Pistons. So that puts you immediately into the top six, kind of eliminating that idea of, do I think that they are a play-in team? No, I think this is a playoff team. I think they're a playoff team even without LeBron. But okay, like we can play with that. Of the teams who I think are the worst there, I think you have two options that are probably five or six in a conversation with LeBron and being on the Cavs and just having that starting five, no additional pieces, even as it sits right now. Do I feel like they're better than the Detroit Pistons? I would say yes, and I wouldn't hesitate in any sort of way. Michael, concur on that? Better than the Pistons with LeBron?
Yeah, I think the Pistons have legitimately gotten worse.
Yeah. And I mean, they might get Jalen Duren, but even then, it's like,
yeah, and who knows? Like they apparently were big fish hunting. Like, I'm not ruling them out of like going after a Lowry Markkanen still, but as of right now, that move has not been made. So, yes, I think they are below the Cavs. They weren't better than the Cavs last year, and they're not better than the Cavs now.
No. I mean, with your big ad being, what, John Collins? I mean, yeah, he's a fine player, but it's not getting you better.
They lost Tobias Harris.
They lost Isaiah Stewart.
They replaced him with John Collins. They're going to probably have to waive Duncan Robinson, I was seeing. He might re-sign on like a really cheap deal, but they're going to have to let him go.
Jalen Duren's still up in the air. He's a restricted free agent.
And he doesn't really want to play there. I mean, no. He's begging to go to the Kings. Like, that's giving up if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, that's about as bad as it gets. If you're just like, please, I don't want to play in Detroit for a winning basketball team. Send me to Sacramento. I don't think anybody has ever said those words ever. Send me to Sacramento. They lit the beam for what, a year? That was about,
I think it was 2 years.
2 years of lighting the beam consistently. Then they're right back at the bottom of the standings once again. Okay, so we both feel like they're better than the Pistons. I feel like with what has happened to the Celtics this offseason, I feel that they're better than the Boston Celtics. You add LeBron to that team. That team is legitimately Jason Tatum, Paul George, Mitchell Robinson, Peyton Pritchard, and Derek White.
Well, hey, Peyton Pritchard's the next Jalen Brunson. You know, that's what they said today.
People, I mean, just talking about Boston are absolutely, they're just out of their minds.
There were two things today. Number one, they said Derek White, they felt, was better than Jaylen Brown last year.
That was one of the most crazy statements I've ever
heard.
Then
the second thing was they believe that Peyton Pritchard's going to take a Jaylen Brunson-type leap without Jaylen Brown there, taking away, like, his reps. And, like, he's going to elevate his game to this Jaylen Brunson status.
I mean, guys, I like Peyton Pritchard. Like, I would take Peyton Pritchard on my team in a heartbeat. I think he's a really nice player. Jaylen Brunson? I mean, come on. Like, he is none of the Jaylen Brunson quality. Like, the guy's a really good three-point shooter. He facilitates okay. He plays some all right defense from time to time. Yeah, he's not Jalen Brunson. He's a good backup point guard and maybe even a starting point guard. Like, I'd go as far to say Peyton Pritchard could probably be a starting one on a team.
I think he has to start for them right now.
Yeah,
but I don't think they have one.
There's no way. Like, you're better than the Celtics, LeBron. You've already ascended to a top four team in the NBA. Now, I will say the teams remaining that you have are the 76ers, the Raptors, and the Pacers, and as well as the Knicks. So you're currently sitting at five, excuse me, is where you're at. I think we can cross off the Knicks. I don't know that you'd be better than them. I think that's still a better constructed team. I think they would still probably be the favorites in the East.
I would agree.
I think it gets really interesting with the other three teams. I think this is the ballpark three teams you're sitting around. You're somewhere in between two and five.
Yeah, I think it would be a nice race for top four. Toronto's interesting. Kawhi's a great fit for them. He's going to give them some offense. Do they get enough offense is the question. Like, is Toronto going to be able to score enough?
Also, it's a Joel Embiid conversation. Like, is Kawhi Leonard going to be healthy enough to play? And he was last year. Yeah. Like, he was really good. But you're banking on that in back-to-back seasons for Kawhi. Late career Kawhi has not been able to deliver back-to-back seasons.
And that's the thing. Like, I look at Kawhi and LeBron as similar moves. Like, that's like in checkers when you're watching someone make one move and then you counter them. Like, they go get Kawhi, but we get LeBron. Like, it kind of washes itself. Like, LeBron is older, but he's still playing at a high enough level where it's like, I think he kind of matches Kawhi in that aspect. So I would still say we're better than the Raptors.
I would probably take that.
Philly's an interesting one. Like, the Joel Embiid thing is correct, but like, that team is really good, like on the wings and everything else. And like, it's an interesting, they have no bench though. Like, their bench is dead. They have nothing. Like, it's going to be all veteran minimum guys. So I would say probably with LeBron, I think
they got Anthony Simons today.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. He'll play backup point guard for them.
For like $15 million less than Boston was playing him last year.
Yeah.
So he signed on like a $6 million deal.
So like, I think Philly or Cleveland, pick your poison. But I would say New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland's probably your top three in the conference. If the Cavs have LeBron. Because you're saying the Cavs are probably adding LeBron without giving up a ton of talent. That's still a pretty deep team. Like, they're going to have a significant amount on the bench. And plus, you're getting LeBron. So I'm also going to assume you're going to get guys on veteran minimums that are going to come play with LeBron.
Right. Like, that's where the team ascends, right? That's where you fix all of the problems. Like, I'm assuming, like, even if you just add LeBron to it and you assume Max Strus and Dennis Schroeder could be here, which, I mean, the team's deep enough. I don't think you'd be able to swing that, by the way. I'm just playing with that. You probably have to move on from at least one of them to get LeBron.
So they have one roster spot available right now, like, for LeBron. They could just sign him right now to a veteran minimum and just play the team that is. I would assume they're going to get rid of Strus and Schroeder, so I'd assume they're going to have two open roster spots after LeBron to add to this team. You can add two veteran minimum wings like that and call it a day.
Yeah, like, your starting eight right now would be your starting five with LeBron. Sam Merrill would be there. You could easily probably pencil in Jalen Tyson at this point, and then you have some combination of Thomas Bryant or, I mean, Craig Porter Jr. sitting there, Naquan Tomlin sitting there. But again, you're probably signing somebody else. But like, that being your starting eight, again, the starting five is so strong, and they're going to play a boatload of minutes in this case scenario. Yeah, I put you as a top three team in the East. Like, it's that simple of you go get LeBron. Like, that is the part where it doesn't resonate for me when people say the Cavs aren't good enough with LeBron just by adding him. They're not good enough to get him. You're immediately a top three team in the conference, and that's without making a single other move. And we were taking the assumption you're losing Max Strus, you're losing Dennis Schroeder. I still look at them as a top three team. And like you said, there are going to be players that flock to play with LeBron. And the bench is basically going to probably turn into LeBron and his friends.
KCP is, I think, one to keep an eye on. Dorian Finney-Smith, I think, is going to get cut in Houston. Like, these are old guys who aren't going to produce much. Listen, but like,
Russell Westbrook sitting around right now.
I don't think he likes Russell Westbrook.
I don't think he really does either, but he's out there. But yeah, I mean, there's players that are going to, again, take a cheaper contract to come play with LeBron off the bench. We've seen it happen in every single stop of his career. Guys take pay cuts to play here. So like, filling out the roster is not that big of a deal. And I think when you do, like, can you be a bona fide number one? I don't know that this iteration of the roster can ever be the bona fide top team in the East before the season starts. I don't know you can do it. Like, hey, this year felt like you were close to it, even with LeBron. I don't know that you can achieve it, but we're going to think it in our heart of hearts, probably. But immediately being a top three team, I just don't know any other place that you go to that isn't just ring hunting, like going to a New York or going to a San Antonio, where you have that opportunity. So, yes, the Cavs have more work to do, because being a top three team in the East is not a high enough ascension to consider anything a success. Like, that is where the Cavs have been over the last 4 years, has been a top three-ish team in the East, top four team in the East. You have to be higher than that. So, no, getting LeBron is not strictly enough, but understand that getting LeBron also makes you a really far way from where you're at right now. And I mean, without LeBron, Michael, top of the dome, where would you go with the Cavs are in the East right now?
I'll say they're the three seed. I'll say they're three. I'll give it to Philly.
Without LeBron?
Are you saying without LeBron?
Without LeBron, this one.
Oh, okay, sorry. Without LeBron, no, they're probably like fifth right now.
Yeah, like I would have them, I mean, it might be sixth.
Yeah, I'd say fifth or sixth. Like, you got New York, you got Philly, Toronto. Indiana's a tough one to call.
They're interesting.
I don't know what they're going to be this year. But, like, you can say Philly. Boston, I think, still going to be pretty decent. So, like, yeah, fifth or sixth. They're going to be fighting to stay out of the play-in places, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is a legitimate ascension. Again, you have to get better outside of LeBron. But, I mean, there's no question on how much he elevates you. And I think both things have to be true. The Cavs are absolutely banking on LeBron being there next year. They need him. And I think on top of it, they also have to get better in the margins. 216-474-0092. Where do the Cavs rank in the East with simply a LeBron addition in your mind? Plus, we're going to get to some of your guys' calls as well. Do you think the Browns actually care that Deshaun's at the facility practicing? We'll give you our thoughts. A couple of people had comments on this today as well. And it's all coming your way on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. We've talked a lot of Cavs throughout the week, throughout tonight. I didn't want to take a step away and talk a little bit about the Browns and some of the news that we have been getting over the earlier portions of this week. Obviously, we have the reports. Deshaun on Instagram, he's back in Berea. He's practicing, more so working out inside of the building, just trying to be ready, but inside the facility. Now, we had a conversation earlier in the week as well about leadership, right? Like, I think this gives the perception of leadership. I think that this is a move that Deshaun does where it looks like you're winning that battle. When you're hosting quarterback camps, when you're making sure you're inside the building during the offseason while you're not at training camp, it gives the perception of I'm serious about this and I'm the guy who knows what I should be doing.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Las Vegas was built for stars. Here we go.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I still believe that to be true. But I would question, you can give the perception to everybody on the outside looking in, and it doesn't actually mean a thing. Right? You might win over, I mean, a few fans here and there, and I think that's really difficult for DAZN to do either way. I don't know that showing up in Berea with, lifting weights for Instagram is really going to improve anything. But the reality is it doesn't at all make a difference on what the Browns quarterback decision is going to be. It matters if the Browns care about DAZN being in the building when training camp isn't happening in this dead period, that he has made it back to Berea and he is making sure to get work in there, that he is committed to the team. He is where the team's going to be practicing. He is at the team facility. I would initially probably brush this off as nothing, but Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk today was looking at it, and he seems to think that there is something more to DAZN being in Berea than what's on the surface.
Watson choosing to be there. It's kind of a test. The slow time, the downtime. There's all sorts of ways that you will know as a coaching staff whether or not the contenders to be the starting quarterback are all in. Are they doing everything that they need to do? It shows how badly they want it. And I know it's their downtime, but you want to be the starting quarterback? You're in competition with somebody else. How do I win that competition? How do I convince the Browns coaching staff, if I'm DAZN Watson or Shedeur Sanders, to pick me? How do I best position myself? It's beyond the fact that, you know, he's there to work out and help himself get better. That stuff gets noticed. And that becomes a factor when the competition starts. You want to see the commitment. I think it's relevant. It could be the difference if it's close.
Sure. I mean, it shows a little bit of commitment to it, but this is the part where I get wound up in. I don't really think this means anything. One, Todd Monken is going to pick the guy who he thinks is best suited to win him football games. Yes, the showing up and making sure that you're working in the down period while you're not required to be at the team facility help prove that. I think it does. But, I mean, what is the difference? Let's say Shador's out in, I don't know, maybe he's spending time with dad out in Colorado. If Shador's, I mean, practicing at the Buffalo's facility, if he's practicing at a home gym, on a home field, if he's, enjoying vacation out in California, but getting his work in, he's communicating with the staff. If I'm Todd Monken, do I really care whether or not you made it back to Berea to train? Like, I'm probably not in the building all that much. I'm not going down to sit there and watch the way that DAZN's working. I'm not tuning into his Instagram videos. It's like, oh, DAZN's in the building. That's nice. Hey, I got a text from Shador. Here's what he's doing. Right. And I don't know, like, I'm sure you're in constant communication, or at least semi-constant communication, with your head coach during this time. I don't think being at the facility actually means anything. And it is interesting that we point out just this time right now, because I will take you back to before the season, the off season, I should say, after the Super Bowl, when Todd Monken gets hired. Shedeur Sanders is in the building immediately. He's in Berea. He makes sure he's there. Where is DAZN Watson? Hey, if I'm not mistaken, I believe DAZN Watson was in Italy. That's a pretty far stretch. And listen, like, there's a difference. You have a playbook in front of you. There's more things to work on right now. I understand that. But if you were working and making sure you're around the facility, making sure you're meeting your head coach, taking those steps to make sure that you're fully prepared, and you worked this entire offseason to make sure you're fully prepared, I can't speak to that for Deshaun. I assume he did. But doesn't that go just as far as being in the building right now? And that's a battle that Shador won that Deshaun didn't. Mike's not the only one to talk about this, though. Mary Kay Cabot on the station earlier today with Ken and Anthony also thought it was significant that Deshaun's here.
I think when they get back to camp, I really do believe that it's going to be a robust competition between Deshaun and Shador. And I think that one of the interesting developments this week was the fact that Deshaun took it upon himself to come back into town on his summer break. He brought his physical therapist, Billy Voltaire, with him from Florida. And he also brought his quarterback's coach, Quincy Avery, up here with him. And he was out there throwing to some guys, including Harold Fannin, which was another interesting development because Harold hasn't been practicing this offseason. He has been recovering from an injury, and we haven't seen him out there. So I thought it was very significant that Deshaun came back up here to throw, to train, and I think to show this football team and this coaching staff that he means business here.
And again, like I back up the comments that it means a little bit of something. Now, the one that goes a step farther in this is the idea that Harold Fannin was involved in Deshaun throwing the football. Right? I mean, it wouldn't really make a difference to me whether it was Harold Fannin or Jerry Jeudy or Casey or Denzel. It doesn't matter. But you had a team member there that you were throwing the football to. That proves to me that, like, if nothing else, there's a partial belief from the locker room that Deshaun can be the starter, is a guy that they can rely on. Like, I'm sure that Harold Fannin's not getting up from his injury and being like, Dylan Gabriel wants to throw me footballs? Sure. Like, I'll go out there. I'll go to the facility. I'll go catch footballs. No, I mean, maybe he does it for Shador. Certainly he does it for Deshaun. And again, it is something that proves that you're working. I just don't think the absence there proves the lack of working either. It's nice. The dedication, we love all of these things. And I think if any other name was attached to it than Deshaun, there would probably be more people pointing to it. If this is Shador, I think we have more Browns fans being like, look at it. That's a committed quarterback right there. That's a guy who knows what he wants to do. It's Deshaun. So I think a lot of us brush this off as, he's at the facility. Congratulations. So, listen, there's a little bit of a double standard. That's a double standard that we've just come to live with and accept. Like, people are not going to rally around Deshaun. I'm not going to sit here and rally around Deshaun. I would much rather see Shador start. That's just the boat that I'm in. But I think I would have a rather even-keel approach to it. Like, I do commend Deshaun for going out and making sure that he's in the building. I commend Deshaun for taking the leadership aspect of this. But I also just don't think it goes that far. Like, if Todd Monken's quarterback decision comes down to one of these guys showed up to Berea at the beginning of July and the other one didn't, your quarterbacks didn't prove enough to you at all. Like, that should not be the determining factor in a quarterback competition. That should not give you the upper hand. The same way that Shador giving Todd Monken the horse statue probably shouldn't be giving Shador the upper hand. The fact that he was there to meet him, again, it goes a long way. It shows leadership. Both guys have taken that accountability on separate occasions to go through and try to improve. They're leaders and they're committed to this job and they're serious about it. But it shouldn't be what decides how far ahead you are in the quarterback spot. It shouldn't go anywhere. I think more of the reality of the situation that we're looking at when it comes to this is that it's July 2nd. Quarterbacks aren't throwing the football in team facilities. There's no organized practice. Everybody is on summer break. So if you're on summer break, there's nothing for anybody else to pay attention to. And this is the one piece of Browns news that we have. And yes, there is significance to it. But when it comes to the actual significance, it feels about as significant as throwing a touchdown pass in 7-on-7s. It's nice. You want to see it if you're a coach. I like my guys to look like they're having success in any facet of practice, but a touchdown pass in 7-on-7s is like, yeah, nice, man. You read the defense without a defensive line in front of you, without an offensive line in front of you, without pressure, without having to manage the 95 different things you have to manage pre-snap as a quarterback. You're supposed to look really good in those moments. You're supposed to be a leader while nobody's paying attention. You're the quarterback. So, again, I'd love to put more stock into this. I'd love to fully back what Mike and Mary Kay are saying, but I mean, significant's too strong of a word. I think that if we're putting relevant, I don't even know that I go as far to say that it's relevant. It's something worth taking note of, but it is a footnote. Deshaun shows up to part of this. Harold Fannin showed up to this facility to catch passes. That's about as impactful in this. Harold Fannin's working on his game too. He's making sure he's out there. I'm sure lifting, doing everything else. And Deshaun obviously made a big commitment. Like when Mary Kay's talking about Quincy Avery coming up and his physical therapist coming up, like he is making sure that everything is going right and he is taking the proper precautions. Yes, I'm going to be working on football when I'm here. I'm going to be making sure that I'm staying healthy and doing my proper rehab while I'm here. But so much of this just comes to see as a show me, right? Like, I want you to see all of the things that I'm doing. I'm not saying that Deshaun is doing it with an ill intent. I'm not saying that he's doing this just not being upfront and intentional. But it does give a little bit more of a, hey, we're doing this, making sure that everybody else is seeing it. So I don't think that Deshaun wanted to come to Berea to practice. If Deshaun wanted to work on his game, he didn't have to get into Berea to do it. I'm sure there's a player. Jerry Jeudy right now is probably in South Florida and could have played with Deshaun down there. You're making a statement. That is what it feels like you're trying to accomplish right now. You are making a statement that I'm committed to the battle. And it's not that I'm not paying attention to these. Like I think that Deshaun is doing everything in his power to get the leg up. So it might be all fun. We're teammates with Shador. Everything is nice in the quarterback competition. Deshaun's still playing the game too. He knows how to get his leg up. He knows how to do it in a very civil manner that's not going to rub people the wrong way. I'm going to make sure I host a quarterback camp. And Shador's going to have to answer questions about that. I'm going to make sure I get it out first. I'm going to show up to the team facility, make sure I'm practicing there. Again, if this is the decider in a quarterback competition, though, Todd Monken shouldn't be making that decision. You should come away with a winner. One of the quarterbacks should look better on the field. 216-474-0092. Do you think the team actually cares that Deshaun is working out at the team facility during this week? Plus, coming up here in 5 minutes, I told you earlier in the week we were going to listen to Mary Kay. We've had to push that back, but we do it coming up here in 5 minutes. She had interesting comments on the quarterback spot right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, we're going to get to Get a Grip, as we always do, at 9 o'clock. But we're talking Browns right now, 216-474-0092. And a lot of things. Obviously, talking about Deshaun and his ability to be out in front of the Browns. I mean, just personnel, I guess, out at the facility in Berea. Great. Fantastic. Do whatever you want out there. I'm not giving this any more breath. I'm not going to give this any more thought. We have paid enough attention to Deshaun showing up and practicing in the beginning of July. Take note of it, Todd Monken. Take note of it, Jimmy Haslam, Andrew Berry. But ultimately, let the play on the field dictate who your starting quarterback is going to be. I beg you to do just that. But Mary Kay, obviously on the station earlier today with Ken and Anthony, but was also on the station earlier this week with Baskin and Phelps back on Tuesday. And she had something to say about the quarterbacks that sparked my interest and got me thinking. And of course, Mary Kay appeared on the Wise Heart Right, We Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline.
They're open to pivoting and to acquiring someone from another team, trading for one, drafting for one, signing one as a free agent. That's what you do. If you don't have your guy, you turn over every stone and rock until you do find your guy. So certainly that quarterback could come in the 2027 draft. He could be in the room right now, and he could be somewhere else. And that's what you have to do on this job.
So it's interesting. The open to all options. I think it kind of goes without saying for a team that needs a quarterback. Obviously, you're not going to go through and rule anything out. But okay, well, I mean, let's break down the options.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
That Mary Kay just went through, right? Drafting a quarterback. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that one. That is the way that most teams find their franchise quarterback, is you go through and you draft the guy. 2027 class should be loaded with them. Everybody should be eager on the idea that you could draft a quarterback if option number two isn't available. One of the guys you actively have sitting in the room is your already franchise answer. If Shador plays whatever amount of season this year, and he goes through and looks like he's a franchise quarterback, he proves to Andrew Berry, Todd Monken, everybody enough, that should be the guy leading us going forward. We should all welcome that with open arms. Like, that is as good as a value as you're going to find. Maybe Deshaun to a lesser degree. I don't think anybody really wants to go through and re-up on the contract and sign up for, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 more years of Deshaun Watson, just knowing what we've been through. And I don't think even if you got a 17-game season out of Deshaun, you'd be confident in the fact that you could back up another one in a row and then another one after that. Like, I'm not banking on that. But sure, if Deshaun looks like he's a top-5 quarterback, that is probably something that you would do. And you would get it at a cheaper price than had Deshaun shown that he could have been a top-5 quarterback for the last 4 years. It would be on more of a prove-it deal. Probably something slightly below where it would have been again. Not quite market value. It'd be 2 years on $20 million, something crazy like that. Number three is the option, though, is the one that I don't know I can get behind. You're trying to find your quarterback. You're trying to put this team in a competitive spot. I get drafting a guy. I certainly get paying Shador if he looks like he's going to be the guy. I understand to a degree paying Deshaun again if he already looks like he's the guy. Signing a veteran quarterback is your option moving forward is the one that I just wouldn't understand. I don't think the Browns should really be open to it. Like, never say never. Don't rule it out. If for some reason... I mean, Patrick Mahomes wanted to come play in Cleveland. You're not going to say no. And he just got inked to a massive new deal in Kansas City for anybody that got their hopes up. Okay, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, anybody want out of their current situation, the Browns should be suitors in taking that into account. What I don't think that you have the ability to do if you're the Browns is take your Sam Darnold shot. Right, go look at a guy, and I mean, there could be several of them this year just by looking at where the NFL is at. Obviously, you're going to have, like, the Mac Jones of the world. I don't think he should be starting very many games this year, but let's say for the sake of the argument he did, he'd be out there. You could have a Tua type if he plays in Atlanta this year. You could have, C.J. Stroud. Daniel Jones, I think, is on a 2-year deal, but Daniel Jones, if he came available. Like, you have those type of options, but this is where I go, like, yeah, Sam Darnold just won a Super Bowl, but the likelihood of getting that done doesn't feel all that great. The opportunity to actually go through, find your quarterback that way, it's nice you have the rest of it built up, but had you not had a first-round pick this year, it'd be on the table. There's no excuse for not being able to find talent in the quarterback class this season. I think last year you saw, the class wasn't as good as we thought it was. And part of that was due to guys like, you know, Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik not playing as well as we thought they were going to. An even bigger part of that is Arch decides he's going to go back to school. Lenore Sellers decides he's going to go back to school. A lot of these guys, Dante Moore decides he's going to go back to school. So many of the quarterbacks that would have been in that conversation didn't declare for the draft. They're not going to continue to have that option available to them, or it is going to get to a point where it doesn't make any sense. Like, we yelled at Steve Sarkisian for, you know, saying that he could see Arch coming back for another year of college. Arch would be a damn fool if he went back for another year at Texas. I don't even know if it really matters how he looks this year. If he looks like a pretty good college quarterback, Manning on the back of your jersey will get you drafted high in the first round. Just go out and play NFL football. Learn at the NFL level. Maybe you'll get lucky enough in a situation where they sit you for a year. You can learn there. But you have all those options available to you if you're the Browns. Why? Even that reining in is a possibility that you could go sign a veteran guy. Like, C.J. Stroud is likely not going to be your answer. And I think for a veteran quarterbacks to come through and try and save the day, they have to walk into a situation that is great. Like Sam Darnold this year, I don't know that we knew the situation was as good as it was. Sam Darnold is not the number one reason on why that team won a Super Bowl. I don't think anybody has made that argument. Nobody would make that argument. He's a fine quarterback. He honestly wasn't even incredible. Like, it wasn't like we watched Sam Darnold in the playoffs and we're like, man. I mean, 2016 LeBron just came. Fourth quarter Kyrie. You didn't get that. Wasn't like all of a sudden, Sam Darnold's tossing 80-yard passes. Like, Bears won a Super Bowl this year, I'd be like, yeah, Caleb Williams is a damn big part of why that happened. He was insane in the playoffs. Sam Darnold was exactly what you needed Sam Darnold to be. But you win a Super Bowl because, yes, Sam Darnold was that, but the offensive line played pretty well. Kenneth Walker was really good. JSN existed. The defense, Nick Emmanuori and everybody else that was playing so well in that defense, the defensive line against New England, everything else on the roster was ready to go. As much confidence as I have in the Browns and the defense still being able to be good and the offense being able to take a step forward, if you're trying to make an argument about the Browns and, the roster looks ready, that roster is not ready. That roster is nowhere near ready. You still don't have an elite wide receiver. I think everybody should be surprised if you found one, right? And I welcome that. I hope you found one in either KC or Denzel Boston. I hope one of those guys is the answer. But the way we talked about the wide receiver class this year, you have a better chance of ending up with two wide receiver twos than you end up one of them turning into the next Justin Jefferson. So, again, the offense has taken strides forward, but you don't probably have a true wide receiver one. You likely, I mean, we'll see what the run game looks like. The offensive line, we're going to have to see in action. The defense, we're going to have to see in action. But getting to an answer of, yeah, everybody looks ready except for the quarterback spot to go compete for a championship, I don't think you get that answer. And veteran quarterback should not be a part of your focus. Again, like I understand why Mary Kay says it. It's not that what she's saying is wrong. All options are open. Andrew Berry should not be closed off to any idea that presents himself because of the mystery. And if you're going to say, I want nothing to do with veteran quarterbacks, I don't even want to sniff them, I don't want to think about them. Okay, well, you can't rule that out because you don't know who's available. But I think when we talk in the general sense of who you expect to be available, that can't be on the table for you. Those are just not guys who get you over the hump. Those are not guys that you can build your franchise around. Even somebody like CJ Stroud, if Houston looks at him and goes, he's not good enough, he's not going to be good enough here either. The CJ Stroud that I've watched play football has been a fine quarterback, a quarterback that I think you can win with, but he's not going to be the difference maker that gets the Browns over the hump. And when you're in a position like you're at right now, even if the Browns played well next year, I think this is what's so beautiful about it. If you go through and start either quarterback and you play so well enough that you can't take the Rams first round pick and your own first round pick and say, I can get back into the early parts of the first round and draft a quarterback, then damn it, you found your quarterback. Like, what answer do you have? Because if the Browns are drafting somewhere in, I mean, where are we at? Seven teams in each conference make a playoff right now in the NFL. So it's 14. Okay, so if you're drafting, I mean, what, inside the top then 18? I think 18 and whatever the Rams finish it, even if it's 32, 18 and 32, based on what we saw this year, can probably move you pretty far up the board. You could at least get inside the top 10. That probably tells me you're getting one of the top four quarterbacks in the class. I could make an argument you could probably get higher than inside the top 10. You might be able to get inside the top 7 with 18 in that, not to mention a 2028 first-round pick. I mean, several fists. You're probably going to have to move more things around, but you have the draft capital to move up. But, all right, well, that's in the idea that you didn't make the playoffs. Again, if you make the playoffs, if your argument is, what if the Browns are drafting 22nd? You think 22 and 32 is getting there? If you're drafting 22nd, my God, stop looking. You've gotten enough, especially if you're playing Shador. If I'm playing Shador and I'm drafting 22nd, guys, year two quarterback that gets you into the playoffs with that young of a roster, stop looking. Like, just go. I think so many of the possibilities, like, veteran quarterback just has no opportunity to even seep into the part of the conversation because you are going to either be in a tremendous place to draft a quarterback because you played so poorly in the direction where your franchise is heading. That opportunity is going to be so flat in front of your face that it's going to be like, well, that's a no-brainer. We can't even not take the swing at the quarterback because we're here, because the quarterback class probably is going to be as good as we think it is. And again, you play well enough to not be in a position like that, not be in a position to get there without having to trade away three first-round picks. I mean, you don't have to go looking any further. You have been put into such a situation, and it's where I give Andrew Berry so much credit for being able to at least get the first-round pick for Miles and Jared Verse, because you set your team up in a situation that, yes, I think if you have a quarterback, you move forward with him. You don't consider moving massive parts of the team. You try to upgrade where it makes sense. But now that you have the capital that you do, you have found yourself in a spot of either have the quarterback or I have everything I need to go get him. So, sure, all options are open, but realistically, all options are not open. The Browns are in find your quarterback or draft your quarterback. As much fun as I would like to have with the idea that, you know, the next Sam Darnold could walk to you, and I think C.J. Stroud is a good quarterback, and I think a few of the guys that float around the NFL that could potentially become available this year are really good quarterbacks. Like, they do exist. They are floating out there. It'd be interesting to take a shot on J.J. McCarthy. Not really. But sure, like, that exists. That's something. Michael Penix is out there. C.J. Stroud. I'm trying to just rattle off the list of guys who maybe are interesting enough to go out and play. Dare I say Baker Mayfield to everybody in this city, although I don't think Baker would even think about the chance of coming back to Cleveland. But sure, Baker, Bryce Young, you know, maybe they give him a shot and they move on from him. all fun names. Honestly, most of those guys I rattled off, except for J.J. McCarthy, because that was a joke, I think are okay quarterbacks. I think have a place to probably be starters in the NFL. But they're not better than the opportunity to go draft one. Even if it's, hey, I can go get Jeremiah Smith and pair him with, again, whatever one of the quarterbacks I just named. Kyler Murray. Yeah, I don't need that. Right? I would rather have the opportunity to draft the quarterback. You cannot put this decision off. You cannot explore your different options. You need to draft somebody here and you need to get him to play and you need him to be your franchise quarterback. That is the way you find quarterbacks in the NFL. That is about almost the only way you find quarterbacks in the NFL. Very few teams that are successful right now are playing quarterbacks that they did not draft. I mean, Rams, Lions, to name a couple, sure. Like, again, there are situations that play out where you have really good teams. Obviously, the Seahawks. But most of the teams in the NFL, all of the guys that we consider the top quarterbacks in the league, all get drafted by their teams, all are pretty much highly drafted. You just have to get one of these right. And I think Andrew Berry knows that. I don't think he would sign a veteran quarterback. I don't think he would, outside of one of the guys that are on his roster, ink somebody to a new deal that's already in the NFL. That's the way you have to do it. 216-474-0092. Is a veteran quarterback a viable option for the Browns to find their answer at the position? Plus, coming up here in 5 minutes, we're going to get to Get a Grip, as we always do at 9 o'clock, right here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.